today we travel to Party City to explore our childhood wonders and bring it up and work it out. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, I'm just being a little lazy. You see, I used song titles from the band we're about to meet. But it's okay to be lazy, because that's the name of the band. I'm Jabulani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, we talk about the Kansas-based band of lazy musicians and their tireless work ethic. That plus later in the hour, we take you inside the world of This American Life contributor David Rothbert, who plays tricks on his deaf mother, rides on buses to Buffalo in the middle of the night to confess love, and admits that his heart is an idiot. Lazy music and idiot hearts. That's coming up on Central Standard after this hour's NPR News. City, one of the members of the Kansas City band we're about to meet once said of his musical collective's busy schedule, "We're definitely not sitting down. We don't want to be lazy." This summation is telling because the name of the band is Lazy. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabulani LaFall. We now welcome the band Lazy to the show. Their latest project is called Obsession. Lazy band members Brock Potusik, Serica Douglas, and Billy Belzer. Welcome to Central Standard.
Hello, thank you.
So glad to be here.
Tell us about the band Lazy, Brock, and its style of music, and we'll go around the bend here.
Lazy is, Zach is also here, couldn't make it to the studio, but it's, you know, it's punk. The way I kind of describe it to my grandmother, or an easy way, I try to say Kinks, but kind of mutant-y. Like, it's definitely like three minute hard rock songs, but it's not, you know, about bone crushing or anything like that, but it has the intensity. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Mutant-y,
if
that's
you will.
That's good. Where did you get your band name, Serica? Talk about the legend of the band name.
For Lazy. Originally, it had a K at the end, Lazy K. And then along the way, just the K ended up kind of falling off a bit because it was too much of a reference to the ranch maybe you've heard of.
Yes, Lazy K, the ranch that your aunt owns, right, Rob?
Yeah, it's in Paola, Kansas. When the band first started in 2009, I booked a show, not thinking too much about it, in Lawrence at this place called The Tap Room. And it was for a Chomp Womp event, which was kind of a music festival of sorts that lasted one night with about nine bands who played like 10-minute sets. So Lazy K, I booked it to play country songs that I wrote. And I was about to leave to go to Lawrence, and then Zach was there and Serica. And they were just like, "Oh no, we're all gonna go play this, and we're not gonna play country songs, and we're gonna rock out," you know. So I was already in a band with Serica, and I knew Zach really well, and then we played, and it just stuck. But eventually, we dropped the K. So
take us to the moment that you dropped the K. Was it a serendipitous moment?
It was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when you write something down, and then it has like a referential point in your mind. I kept thinking my aunt's ranch every time I wrote Lazy K on a flyer or Lazy K in an email. I was just like, my aunt's ranch.
There were many discussions whether we should keep it or not. Some people are like, "Oh no, I like the K," or "No, we didn't want the K," you know.
Yeah.
So.
You just finally got rid of
it. In the end.
I was okay with letting it go.
Billy Belzer, this album is called Obsession. Are you obsessed?
No, I actually pride myself in not being very obsessed anymore with stuff.
You guys are...
I like stuff, but I don't get obsessed.
You guys are in a lot of different bands. You're in another band as well, speaking of obsessed. In another band.
Yes.
Talk about how you manage your other band's schedule, and we'll come to Serica next with Lazy.
I mean, it's a lot of iOS calendar... balancing. There have been clashes, yeah, but it's just a matter of just being very attentive and communicative. And in each band positively influences the other, I think, in terms of my craft. Definitely, yeah.
Serica, you were in another band prior to this and also sort of rotate in and out of Lazy. Talk about that.
Well, Being in Fortuning was first, and then in addition to being in Lazy now, I do play in a harder punk group called Eunuch. We play a lot of DIY house shows mostly. We haven't played out of town yet, but it's really a day-to-day thing. Each band's very different. And even though I do keep a schedule and try to keep up with practices on both, it can be kind of trying. But so far, nothing's landed on the same night.
Do you still play in other bands as well, Brock?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I make a fair amount of music, and sometimes I just do shows that I go under a South Bitch diet, is what it's called. And I release a cassette, and it was kind of a collection of solo songs that I've made that I haven't really gone to a project. And then I'm in a side project with my girlfriend, Erica, and she's learning how to play the bass and writing songs, and that's called Dated. It's kind of like a no-wave punk. We played two shows, but just Lazy for the most part is what I work on.
Is this kind of to stretch your creative chops, rotating in and out of other bands, or find your voice, or is it literally just about kind of playing all the time and keeping creative flow?
Probably both, I would say. Like keeping, I mean, I find if you got something you're proud of, you want to, you know, share it to the world. So, and then bands, Lazy, for instance, it takes a lot of work just to get one song really up and going. A lot of practices and rehearsals and a lot of critiques and time scheduling. So if you're writing a lot, it's hard to get together and be like, hey, check this 18th song out. That's, you know, it's usually just pick out your best nine and there you go. But there's still music coming, so it goes other places.
We're about to hear the song Party City, but Serica, you had some thoughts on
Just really enjoy exploring different dynamics with different groups and how it makes me act as a performer, or writer, musician.
Where is Party City, Billy Belzer? And how do you get tickets to go there?
Oh, I mean, Party City is part of your history, you know. We have all different, our own different Party Cities, I think. It's mine somewhere back in probably 2002.
So it's not a place where the mayor and city council would say?
At the time, there was for me. But I'm the mayor of my own Party City.
Well, now let's hear Party City from the band called Lazy right now. A snippet from Party City from the very hard-working band called Lazy. Party City accordingly had a mayor and city council at one point, according to our guest Billy Belzer, but I guess the sort of municipal infrastructure became more loose.
It's funny, that song that song in particular, when I was asked to be in the band, I went over for a little session with Brock at his apartment, and that was the first tune we ran through, and it was just definitely that song was revelatory in terms of what was going to be the direction of what it feels this band is now, which is pretty compared to the sound prior to my joining the band. Maybe it's a little more aggressive, but yeah.
Speaking of Party City, Brock, there was an incident in San Francisco involving a brownie and the group. You want to tell me about that?
Oh. Maybe Zach knows about that. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
You remember now?
That was a doozy of a show. I don't know. Weed brownies. Have you ever tried one? They can knock you out. But if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, Kansas City, I'm sure you know. But anyway, it was a house show, and the guy was just like, hey, welcome to my house. You guys want to hang out and chill here for a little bit? You're going to play in 6 hours.
Is that how he talked?
Yeah, that's how he talked. I mean, he had like a whole bucket of weed brownies. And so, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it would just be stoned and it would go away. But of course, I was just like floored and probably exhausted and just suddenly like in psych-out mode, like, everyone get away from me.
It was hard. It was kind of around your birthday too. And I don't think you talked much to me for a couple of days. And needed some space.
I definitely needed to air out after that. It was just hard to focus because other bands from the city, you know, from Oakland were coming in, and these bands don't play. We were playing in the kind of around Haight-Ashbury, and bands don't do house shows there. So it was too much for the people there to be like, okay, you guys can play, but you can only play to like, you know, this certain amount of decibel. You don't play it this certain amount of times. And when you're loading in, you got to go through like point A to point B. You can't park over here. And here I am just like in cloud nine, and I got two bands trying to tell me, and they're like, really aggressive punk bands, and they're just like, no, we're not going to turn down. I'm like, well, the cops are going to come. I'm like, no, we're not going to turn down. I was like, well, then the show is over. And of course they played like a half a song and the show is over.
Did you have soy milk?
Did I have soy milk
that day?
I don't think I did.
Okay, you're listening to Central Standard on 89.3.
What is that, something that's good for that?
Is it?
I don't know.
The question was kind of independent. This is Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. Lazy is the band. Obsession is the name of the album. Band members Brock Patusik and Sarika Douglas and Billy Belzer are here. Speaking of brownies and soy milk and punk music, Childhood Wonder. What is that song about, Brock?
Well, I was thinking when I was composing it, kind of the awe of youth, perhaps, or the, you know, it's kind of like that moment maybe when you're a child and you think, like, I wonder what Michael Jackson is doing right now. It's like that. Childhood, just like, you know, that space, or like exploration or wonder or awe. And I was trying to kind of challenge that or present that into a composition. And I think that's how it came about.
Sarika Douglas, what do you think of this song, Childhood Wonder?
I love playing it, and it's always gotten a great reaction from the audience. I think everyone seems to enjoy it, and they can really identify with the feeling. Some people get the lyrics a little wrong, but it doesn't matter because they still get the sentiment.
Did you also, as a kid, wonder randomly what Michael Jackson was doing at a given,
yeah, things
a given
like that. I remember being in second grade, raising my hand, asking the teacher, I was like, so are the kids next door doing exactly what we're doing right now? And she's like, no, Sarika. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't know, you know, like I was just wondering, aww, like, what's everyone doing right now while I'm doing this?
Billy Belzer, what are your childhood wonder moments?
Oh, wow. I was afraid you were going to ask that.
You were afraid I was going
to
ask that.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be the Pope. So I fantasized a lot about, I wanted to be the Pope.
You know, there's a natural follow-up to that because there's a whole papacy line and bureaucratic process to become the Pope. You got to be a cardinal first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a dream the other... I actually think it's still there because I had a dream the other night. I was in a quick trip with the Pope for whatever reason.
You're getting closer.
But the Pope was... Yeah, definitely the Pope was in chill mode.
Was he on the one in the Plaza or in Waldo?
No,
that would say a lot.
It was somehow located in Portland. Yeah, there was a quick trip in Portland, which... That's a whole,
with the Pope.
Yeah.
With the Pope.
With our current Pope.
Well, let's hear Childhood Wonder by Lazy.
Oh,
That's a snippet of Childhood Wonder by our guest, the Kansas City-based band Lazy. Tell us about the writing process and composition process for Lazy, Brock.
Well, it definitely goes through processes. I usually come up with, the most finished composition of it with a bridge or a verse or a chorus, an intro, and I consider in like breakdowns, and I consider in backup vocals, lead vocals, and then I just kind of throw it out there, and then, you know, usually like Zach or Sarah or Billy will be like, yeah, that part's really good, but this part. And so stuff comes edited, and then through shows, it, you know, it starts to filter through and it becomes kind of a new work.
Are you a composition first or lyrics first type guy?
Composition first.
Composition first.
Yeah.
And then you write the lyrics around that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your writing process like, Serica Douglas?
I usually come up with a handful of riffs and see which sounds best before the other. And I like to jam a lot. I like to just jam things out and see where the words may take me somewhere.
Billy Belser, as a percussionist, how do you put together the stuff you collaborate on, the lyrics and things of that nature?
Well, I mean, I just have always tried to keep it, and it's been pretty successful formula to keep it as simple, just keep it as simple as possible, and let the other stuff come to the fore. Just be as propellant and unobtrusive as possible.
Like the Pope at
like the Pope, man. What was he doing there? What was that about?
Stylistically, some of the songs that Lazy puts out on this album, Obsession, start out quietly with almost a soundscape, and others just rush in like a SWAT team.
Yeah.
Where do these choices come from?
Timing, dynamics, you know, giving a sense of uncertainty, I think, to the listener. When we were going into the studio, I was considering, and Zach was, and on trying to use samples, basically, to kind of make the songs a little bit something else. And so, I loved working on them. And then Ashley really stepped in, too, and really started. Ashley recorded and mastered Ashley Miller the last session. And they started becoming kind of like a storyline between all the songs. And I think like a longer running narrative started to form just through the samples.
Is pacing important?
Pacing is really important. I think timing is incredibly important. Same thing in comedy, you know, and for music, I think in timing and spacing can give you the fog or the vamp, or it can give you, you know, when finally the snare does come in like a flood train and make it matter, you know, have space.
The snare is coming in like a flood train.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. Do you enjoy performing, or do you enjoy the solitary process of compositions and writing? Or is it an equal thing?
I would say equal. I mean, I love to play all the time. But you got to, you know, sit down and kind of edit stuff. So it's good to work on it.
I ask because some people like the solitary process of the creation and sort of see the performance aspect as a necessary evil to get their work out there.
I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's a necessary. It's just, you know, it makes the song so much more impacting. Plus, I feel like you can, if you have like a new work or something, you can play it live, and I think weaknesses or flaws or strengths will present themselves through the live performance.
Serica, do you have any pre-performance rituals, like spray painting the walls or chanting or yelling at the top of your lungs? Or listening to Tupac or something like that, doing some shadow boxing. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, no, I just try to get real loud, kind of just like, you know, sing real loud on the way there and have a little drink, and then I'm ready usually. Just try to, sometimes I escape to by myself for a moment, but generally I just psych myself up and get up there.
How about you, Billy Belcher?
I spend a lot, the more I play drums, I spend a lot of time setting up my drum set.
That's it.
I just want to make sure things don't move unpredictably while I'm playing often unpredictable songs.
And if they do, in the event that they do, what do you do?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know, you just go with it. Sometimes I one of the people in front will kick my kick drum back to me. Mm-hmm. But that's the main, that's one of the.
We're about to hear Bring It Up in a minute, but let me start with this question first. What's Bring It Up about?
Bring It Up. That's a hard one to answer, really.
Are you glad I brought that up?
I am, Brad. I'm really glad you brought that up. Bring It Up has a, I don't know, I would say it's hard to define it, which is good. It has ambiguities to it.
Because it can be anything.
It could be anything. But the important part of it, or maybe what I was trying to say clearly, if not unclearly, was, if you have a thought or if you have a premonition or a belief, like bring it up, let it out there. And then part of the lyrics that fall in behind it are kind of about decay. And it says like edge of city in the way, like streets of gray in the way, fields of green. And it's kind of talking about the outskirts of a city, maybe say the outskirts of Detroit. And then it's just kind of fading. And maybe possibly bring it up, like bring up this area, like work on this area, work on it. Or if it's ugly, let it be seen, let it be known.
What you just said, Brock, was mutiny.
Mutiny, yeah.
let's hear the song Bring It Up from Lazy. That's a snippet of the slowly building song, Bring It Up. You can see it gradually comes up. Bring It Up by the band Lazy. Serica Douglas, Billy Belcher, and Brock Petusik are members of the band that are here and our guests today. What's next up for Lazy? You have a local show coming up in December, then you're in Chicago, and you're touring January. Tell us what's coming up next.
Our next show is at Auto Works, 505 Southwest Boulevard. That's an auto mechanic shop. We're playing with a band called Audacity. They're from Fullerton, California, and Big Eyes, and they're from, I believe, Seattle, along with Nature Boys, who are a local Kansas City punk group. And then we're going to Chicago to play The Empty Bottle, and we're playing, it's called a Moniker Records Showcase. Lazy is on Moniker Records from Chicago, and I believe there's about 7 bands who are all on Moniker. We're all just going to hang out and have a great time.
What can people coming out to Auto Works expect from your show?
I think it's going to be a great show for us. We're going to be playing some new works, and this will be, gathering one of our last local shows up until the time we go to tour, and that's in January.
And beyond January, are you guys working on a new album?
We're working on a new album and working on new material, and I'm hoping to, for all of us to get into the studio perhaps February, and our LP, all the songs we've been hearing comes out in May. From Moniker, and then we have some other stuff that's in the works.
Obsession is the name of the album. The band members are Brock Petusik, Serica Douglas, and Billy Belcher. They're playing December 2nd.
Zach's not here.
And
today.
Zach's not here.
Yeah.
But he will be playing December 2nd at Auto Works, and then later Chicago. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's break time. When we return, This American Life contributor Davey Rothbard stops by to admit that his heart is an idiot. Central Standard returns in just a moment.